What happens when the timing is never quite right, but the connection refuses to fade? Shiloh and Carrie's story begins at a wedding reception in 2006, where their unexpected reunion after 14 years apart ignites a dormant flame. Standing awkwardly in a youth wrestling club transformed for the occasion, Shiloh spots Carrie at the head table, a groomsman she wasn't prepared to see. Their first interaction crackles with unresolved tension as they exchange surface-level updates about their lives. "It's so weird to be talking to you," Shiloh admits, "and not know, you know, anything." When she asks if he needs to return to the head table, Carrie's simple response speaks volumes. "No one will miss me." This chance encounter becomes the catalyst for confronting their complicated past, one filled with almost moments and missed opportunities that have haunted them both for years. Throughout high school, Shiloh and Carrie existed in a perpetual almost-almost dating, almost confessing feelings, almost crossing from friendship to romance. Their routine was intimate yet safely platonic. Riding to school together, hanging by lockers, sharing study hall in the journalism room. Even during Carrie's ROTC commitments, Shiloh would wait by the flagpole rather than walk home alone. Their dynamic was uniquely theirs, with Shiloh constantly testing boundaries in ways that revealed deeper feelings. Their senior prom exemplified this dance perfectly. While others enjoyed the dance floor, they sat watching from a table. When Becky asked Carrie to dance, Shiloh encouraged him but felt uncomfortable seeing them together. For the last song, Carrie asked Shiloh to dance, insisting the ritual mattered, but she refused, not because of the dance itself, but because it represented their impending separation. "Don't be done with me," she demanded later. "Don't say goodbye." Though frustrated by her intensity, Carrie agreed, unable to deny her anything. The pivotal moment in their history occurred during Carrie's visit to Shiloh's college dorm after boot camp. What began as a friendly visit transformed into an intense weekend that would haunt them both for years. After their first kiss, they ended up on Shiloh's bed until her roommate Darla interrupted. Darla tactfully left to study for 36 to 48 hours, giving them privacy. When alone again, Shiloh expressed uncertainty about their relationship since Carrie was leaving for Orlando. Despite the practical impossibility, they both wanted to be together. Shiloh suggested they have sex, wanting her first time to be with someone she trusted completely. "I probably love you," she admitted, explaining she'd made a permanent home for you in my heart. Their first time was quick and gentle, with Shiloh laughing afterward. The second time was more intimate, with Shiloh repeatedly telling him, "I love you." They spent two perfect days together, ordering pizza, watching Star Trek reruns, being intimate. Though they'd agreed their timing was wrong for a relationship, these hours felt like they'd finally arrived at where they were meant to be. When Carrie prepared to leave, Shiloh unexpectedly told him he was free of obligation, calling their time just an island of good between friends. Confused and hurt, Carrie departed. They maintained sporadic contact until Carrie learned about Shiloh's boyfriend, Ryan, and communication ceased entirely. Years later, their confrontation revealed drastically different perspectives. Carrie admitted being head over heels and would have done anything for her, while Shiloh confessed she'd simply feared rejection. Carrie believed they were beyond dating and would inevitably end up together. Shiloh had no idea he felt this way. He thought his actions were clear. She needed explicit words. This miscommunication sent them on separate paths. Carrie immersed himself in his Navy career and became engaged to Brianna, though that relationship eventually failed. Shiloh married Ryan, an aspiring theater teacher, and had two children, Juniper and Gus, before discovering his multiple affairs with colleagues. Their divorce left Shiloh managing a complicated custody arrangement while attempting to rebuild her life. After their wedding encounter, Shiloh and Carrie began rebuilding their connection through meaningful interactions that bridged their 14-year separation. When Carrie's mother Lois broke her hip, Shiloh helped by accompanying her through radiology and keeping Carrie updated. When he arrived without accommodation due to family tensions, Shiloh offered her place. Their friendship deepened through shared challenges. Shiloh supported Carrie while cleaning his mother's house and during confrontations with his sister Jackie about their mother's care. Both Shiloh and her mother Gloria defended Carrie, with Gloria even ordering Jackie to leave her property. As they reconnected, their familiar dynamic resurfaced, the comfortable banter, inside jokes, and deep understanding. Yet there was also new maturity. When Shiloh admitted she was no longer a black-and-white thinker, confessing, "I'm never sure about anything. Everything is complicated. Everyone is flawed. Most things are a compromise," Carrie recognized how much she had evolved. Unlike their carefree college days, their rekindled relationship faced real-world challenges. Carrie had to win over Shiloh's children, Juniper, initially upset at his appearance, and Gus, with whom he bonded over trucks. He also had to respect the co-parenting boundaries with Ryan, who prohibited overnight guests when the children were present. Their emotional histories complicated things further. Carrie harbored the secret that his mother was actually his grandmother, while his sister, Jackie, was his biological mother. Shiloh grew up with a single mother who kept man at a distance, even installing a lock on Shiloh's door. These experiences manifested in Carrie's control issues and emotional withdrawal, and Shiloh's anxiety and abandonment fears. Nevertheless, they persevered. After Carrie impulsively performed as the old oak tree alongside Shiloh's mushroom princess in a children's play, he proposed. Though Shiloh initially refused, listing all potential problems, she ultimately gave a yes with an asterisk, admitting she was obviously in love, despite thinking it might be unwise. Their story culminates in a perfect metaphor from high school. After staying late for yearbook work on a cold autumn evening, the wind caught Shiloh's vintage wide-brimmed hat, sending it tumbling down the sidewalk. While classmates laughed, saying, "He'll never catch it," Carrie sprinted after it without hesitation. The chase took him across blocks, through puddles, and past startled pedestrians. The hat kept dancing just beyond reach, much like his relationship with Shiloh would in years to come. When he finally returned, panting and muddy but triumphant, with her hat carefully clutched in his hands, Mikey observed, "There'th your man." This moment captured their relationship's essence, Carrie's unwavering commitment to Shiloh, his willingness to pursue what matters to her even when others see it as futile. It foreshadowed how he would chase their relationship years later with the same determination. Sometimes the right person at the wrong time becomes right at the right time, if you're willing to wait, grow, and chase what truly matters with conviction. What matters isn't perfect timing, but the courage to keep reaching for connection.